Hey, it's Megan and Sarah with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about keeping those common areas like the dining room, the living room, maybe your little sitting or reading area, clutter-free. We all know how quickly kids' stuff, toys and all, like leftover random socks, things like that can just start to collect everywhere and makes things look really cluttered really fast. So my first tip is to keep a basket at the bottom of the stairs or in sort of a common gathering area if your kids' bedrooms are on the first floor. So as you're tidying in the evening, just toss everything you find laying around in that box. At the end of the night, it's each kid's responsibility to find their own stuff and take it to their bedrooms. They can take the whole box up there if they want and empty it, or the basket and empty it, you know, one by one, or they can each just collect their stuff out of the basket and take it to their rooms, whatever works for them. But I also liked to impose a penalty for not getting things out on time. For example, when the kids were really little, a toy that got left in there for too long might go in timeout for a few days. As they've gotten older, sometimes I'm a little more harsh and something that gets left too long goes bye-bye. So they really have learned to take better care of their stuff with that system.
I love that system. So my tip is for all of those kid projects that involve a lot of small parts. So my kids love to get out a puzzle, or maybe it's a Lego build that they're working on, or a craft project, and they'll swear that they're still working on it, right? It comes to the end of the day, we need to clean up for dinner, and they swear they're going to go back for it. I may or may not believe them, but what I do is I start all of those projects on a cookie sheet, a regular old baking sheet with that like 3/4 inch or 1 inch rim around the edge. It's great for catching rolling Legos and beads and things that might fall off, but you can also pick the whole thing up and set it aside up on a counter somewhere out of space. And then it's out of my space. It's not interfering with my need to get dinner on the table or whatever, but they get to have that continuation of the project and not have to put the whole thing away. Well, this has been another Mom Minute from Sarah and Megan of the Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.
The Mom Minute is brought to you by the Express Lane Oil Change at Brookfield Dodge on Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor.